It's Tuesday, August 4th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Indiana leaders want coal plants to remain open in the state. Clark County, Indiana has brought in nearly $3 million since the sheriff's office entered an agreement last year to hold people for ICE. And Indiana officials say the state is facing a crisis to help criminal defendants who need mental health support before they stand trial. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Indiana leaders want coal plants to remain open in the state. WFYI's Zach Castle has more on their efforts to block the planned closure of a coal plant in southern Indiana.
Attorney General Todd Rokita is trying to intervene in a court case leading to the retirement of a coal unit at the Rockport Power Station. It was ordered closed in a 2019 agreement in that case. The plant is owned by Indiana Michigan Power Company and AEP Enterprises, which plans to stop using coal there by 2028. Rokita says Indiana faces an energy crisis.
We love all God's children, nuclear, gas, but certainly coal. At a time when our state's power demand is growing, we need all the power we can get, not a replacement strategy, an all-of-the-above strategy.
A court has not yet approved Rokita's motion. The Attorney General's announcement comes as Governor Mike Braun tells state agencies to review court-approved plans to close coal-based power plants. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
Clark County, Indiana has brought in nearly $3 million since the sheriff's office entered an agreement last year to hold people for ICE. LPM's April Rickert reports local officials say they're being cautious with that revenue.
Under the agreement, the federal government pays the county $90 per day per person held for ICE plus transportation costs. That amounts to around $2.95 million for the Clark County government's general fund for invoices through May. Clark County Council President Chris Fox said officials didn't include the revenue from the agreement in the 2026 budget.
We don't have any particular line item at all in our county budget that any of that money goes towards at all, because it's not something that's guaranteed. It could stop tomorrow.
County Sheriff Scotty Maple said recently the jail has held close to 800 people for ICE since the start of the agreement last year. I'm April Rickert in Jeffersonville.
Indiana officials say the state is facing a crisis to help criminal defendants who need mental health support before they stand trial. They want more criminal defendants sent to state psychiatric hospitals for treatment, filling beds that were once available for other patients. Jordan Stover is an attorney with the Family and Social Services Administration. In the spring, he told a state council that patients needing competency help now occupy so many beds in state psychiatric hospitals that there's little room left for other patients.
There will be no treatment available for people that have serious mental illness that are dangerous to our communities.
A statewide work group is now considering additional reforms aimed at easing the strain on the competency system. For more on this story, visit WBOI.org/news. State Senator Chris Garten says he wants to be the leader of the Indiana Senate. WFYI's Drew Dodelin has more from our content partners at Indiana Capital Chronicle.
The news comes just days after Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray announced he will not seek re-election for the role. Bray was the focus of a pressure campaign by President Donald Trump and Governor Mike Braun to deliver a failed mid-decade congressional redistricting map that would favor the party. His term runs through 2028. Garten resigned as majority floor leader in June, 4 years after Bray appointed him to the Senate's number two Republican post. Garten said he no longer aligned with leadership's strategic direction. While he and Bray disagreed on redistricting, they voted similarly on many other key topics. Members of the Senate Republican caucus will ultimately choose their leader after the November election, and others could join the race. I'm Drew Dodlin in Indianapolis.
More news in a moment.
Support for WBOI comes from Heartland Sings, presenting their summer season, performing family-friendly music at Fort Wayne Parks, Sundays at 3 p.m. Heartland Sings, changing lives through song. Details at heartlandsings.org/events.
Here's what to know for today. Two groups with opposing views on immigration hosted events Saturday in central Indiana. Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is suing the Town Council of Merrillville for claims local officials are interfering with U.S. immigration and customs enforcement operations. And more than 50 acres of land will be added to the Martin State Forest in Greene County in southern Indiana. That's Who and What for Tuesday, August 4th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.